16-year-old Faris Hassan is on his way home to Fort Lauderdale today after traveling alone to Baghdad. He had studied immersion journalism in school and decided to immerse himself in Iraq. He left home without telling his parents, both of whom were born in Iraq. Hassan flew to Kuwait on December 11th. Later, he went to Beirut, where he stayed with family friends. By this point, his parents knew where he was. For some reason, no one made him get on a plane home. Instead, on Christmas Day, the teenager caught a flight into Baghdad. He spent 2 days at an international hotel outside the Green Zone, and that's where he made contact with the Associated Press and reporter Jason Strazuso.
He came down from his floor and knocked on our doors and said, "Hi, I'm Faris. I'm from Florida, and I wanted to see if I could talk to you." He presented himself as someone who was here to do research. He was interested in journalism, maybe kind of an internship-type person. But really, we were just flabbergasted that a 16-year-old from the United States by himself had knocked on our door in the middle of a war zone. He was curious from the get-go. This was not anything about, "I'm in danger, rescue me." This was somebody who wanted to see what we were doing for a living.
Huh. So he wasn't planning to go home at this point. He just was trying to sort of reconnoiter a little bit.
No, he had been in the region for more than 2 weeks. He wasn't thinking of going home. I think that at that point, though, he had been in Baghdad for just about 2 days, and I think that he knew how dangerous it was. You know, the first full day he was here, 6 car bombs went off in Baghdad. 5 people were killed and 40 were wounded. And he had an experience on his first or second day where he actually wandered out of the safe area of our hotel and went to a food stand. And it was at that food stand that he tried to order food, which is a big problem for Faris because he doesn't speak Arabic. And he actually pulled out an Arabic phrase book and tried to order using that. And he saw that he was drawing a lot of attention to himself. And he told me he was getting a little freaked out and quickly left that food stand. And that may have been his first situation in Baghdad where he thought, okay, this is really risky.
Well, what did you do? The 16-year-old lands literally on your doorstep. You realize he doesn't speak any Arabic. You don't know what he's doing there. How did you handle it?
It was my colleague who first saw Faris, and it was probably within minutes after meeting him that he called the U.S. Embassy and let embassy officials know that there was this teenage American traveling by himself, a minor, mind you. He wasn't 19, he was 16. And embassy officials were very interested in his safety. And it was a short time later that a lieutenant from the 101st Airborne was in the lobby of our hotel to pick Faris up and take him to the Green Zone.
Why did he do this? What did he tell you about his motivation here?
Well, he wrote an essay both before he left and finished it in Kuwait. And it's really, really touching and from the heart for a 16-year-old. And he talked about the suffering that he sees in Iraq and that the only way to overcome that suffering is for people to get up and do something. This is just an idealistic teenager who's trying to make the world better. You can throw in naive and lucky, but idealistic also. He thought that he could come over here and do some good. Yeah, he wanted to do some academic research, but he said that he wanted to do humanitarian work. Had he done a little bit more research, he would have found out that that's really hard to do because there aren't a lot of humanitarian organizations here because it's just too dangerous.
Did he, do you think, endanger anyone else with his travels here? Did he endanger you, your folks in your office, the soldiers who had to take him in?
Well, I don't think he endangered us. We have a security set up, and he in no way altered that. At the very least, the 101st Airborne had to drive from the Green Zone to our hotel, put Faris in their vehicle, and drive from our hotel to the Green Zone. Every time you're in a vehicle out in Baghdad, you risk being the target of a roadside bomb, an IED, or a car bomb, or a rocket-propelled grenade. So they're not saying that Faris cost them safety and security, but they are saying that they put considerable resources into making sure he was safe.
Well, Jason Strazuso, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Jason Strazuso with the Associated Press in Baghdad. Faris Hassan's mother says she's been worried sick. She told CBS television that when her son gets home, quote, "We are going to watch his every move."